Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment. If you are an applicant or author, if you need to send applicants, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. My name is Danielle. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Hi, Danielle. My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Family First Care LLC. I have on the line with me a mutual participant. They're just wanting to look at the status of their case. We just got told from the county that there was no waiver form sent or it's been expired, so we just want to get that fixed up.
Okay, and you said you're from Family First Home Care?
Yes.
And what was your first and last name?
S-H-I-R-A. Last name is Dell, D-E-L-L.
And the phone number you're calling from?
267-551-7419.
Okay, applicant, I now need to obtain your personal information. Please note that we will not speak about your application without your written and verbal permission. So do you give me permission to discuss your case information while Ms. Sherry is online?
Yes.
So this is for Merrill Jackson.
And what's your first and last name? Oh, he's not the applicant?
I think, Richie, you're Merrill's son, right? Brother?
No, yeah, I'm his brother, his caregiver. He lives with me.
Okay. What's the applicant's first and last name?
Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, at Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Date of birth?
3-4-1954.
And verify his address?
1745 Winsam Street, W-Y-N-S-A-M Street. Philadelphia, PA, 19138.
And your phone number?
215-410-4753.
And is it okay if I place you guys on a brief hold just to see why the application closed?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so it looks like the applicant doesn't have to reapply with us because his waiver services ended because he went into the facility. So now that he's discharged from the facility just needs to send a discharge paper to the county assistance office and then you guys can work with the managed care organization, who was UPMC, for them to send a new PA 1768 to the county assistance office to reinstate service.
Okay, so just one more second. The facility needs to send what?
Discharge papers to the county assistance office, and then you guys work with UPMC to get the waiver services reinstated.
Okay. So facility discharge paper to county, and then the insurance needs to submit what?
A new PA 1768. They're reinstating the services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you might just say that a little bit slower for me so I can get it down. PA 17?
PA
1768. 68 to reinstate. All right, thank you. All right, and is there anything else?
Yeah,
no
problem.
Any other questions?
No, I did all that already. I submitted them to. That's how you got back on the. That's how you got back on welfare.
So it's UPMC?
No, what happened was I told you they transferred his welfare over to Montgomery County, which was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to the county, and I reapplied.
Okay.
He got it all. He got all his medical and food stamps and all that back. He got that already. He's been to welfare already. That's how I started this process. It started with welfare.
Right, but it wouldn't be. Did you reach out to Montgomery County to have them do an inter-county transfer to Philadelphia so that he can get the services there?
Yeah. They did that. That's how come he's doing medical here and everything. He's on Philly. He's all set.
So what insurance was it that you were saying, ma'am, that needs to send out the new
UPMC?
I got
her number. I got the coordinator's number. Shannon.
Okay.
No.
Fine.
No,
let me see. All right. Independent enrollment broker, thank you so much for your assistance. Richie, just stay on the line with me.
No problem.